President Bush today will propose creating a new cabinet-level domestic security office to oversee border security, intelligence, and other issues. The president will announce the plan in a speech tonight. The White House is calling this the largest government reorganization since 1947. Just last October, the president created the Office of Homeland Security and appointed former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge as its director.
Governor Ridge is charged with coordinating a comprehensive national effort to protect our country against terrorism, to frustrate terrorist plans, to help protect vulnerable points, and to prepare our response to potential threats. Tom Ridge will report directly to me, and he will have the full support of our entire government.
President Bush in a radio address last October. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
The president said then that this appointment did not need to be a cabinet position confirmed by Congress. Now he's apparently changed his mind. Why is that?
Well, the White House says this morning that the president has always been open to changes in the structure that he first proposed after September 11th, and that this is really a result of the White House assessing the government's needs and they say responding from input that they've gotten from Congress. Some members of Congress have been pushing to make a Tom Ridge's position a cabinet level position. They do say that in the immediate aftermath of September 11th, they just had to get this thing up and going. And that's why it was important to have Tom Ridge with an office in the White House where he could literally take a few steps and be in the Oval Office and say, Mr. President, here's what we need to do. But as we move now toward long-term preparedness, the White House thinks that this is the way to go.
So would a cabinet-level Homeland Security office function any differently than the current one?
It will have broader authority, the White House tells us, though exactly what that means, they're not saying right now. We'll get more information as the day goes on and when we hear the president tonight. But like the current office, the agency will oversee border and transportation security, emergency preparation and response, chemical, biological, and nuclear countermeasures, and the analysis of intelligence that comes from the FBI and the CIA and other agencies. But again, cabinet level status will give the director more clout.
And Tom Ridge is still the top guy?
Well, yes, though the White House isn't saying that specifically, but they do say he will be the face and the voice fighting for this in Congress. All of this does need congressional approval.
Now what might this restructuring mean to the FBI and CIA?
Well, the White House says that they will continue to do the work that they currently do, and the White House acknowledges that they need to figure out ways to better coordinate the information they gather. And this agency, this new department, will work on that coordination. Ari Fleischer, the press secretary, said today that this new entity will be a customer of the FBI and the CIA and other intelligence gathering agencies.
Any connection between this announcement today and the Intelligence Committee hearings on Capitol Hill about security lapses?
Right. There was a question put to Ari Fleischer this morning. Is this perhaps being announced now to distract from some of the embarrassing things that are going on the Hill, some of the revelations about lapses by the FBI and CIA? He says this is much bigger than that. Certainly there have been those lapses. Certainly this addresses that. But this is part of an important restructuring that the president feels it's important to announce now.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.